Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. Every single Friday, I like to get on and do a solo episode where I talk to you guys about topics that you've asked me to talk about or that I've been thinking about talking about recently. I always like to post on my Instagram and just ask you guys, what topics do you want me to talk about this week? And I kind of grab the majority of things that you guys are going through or the advice that you guys need. And I'll also go through my direct messages as well. And once I kind of go through my direct messages and once I go through the answers that you guys responded to what you guys want to hear about, that's when I kind of have a better idea of what to be recording for the week. And if you've been following me recently, you know that I actually just made a new Instagram account because my original Instagram account had been hacked and deleted, which was so unfortunate and honestly so depressing. But make sure you guys go follow my new Instagram. It is the same username, For You From Eve. It is linked in the description. And this way you could be a part of the next episode as well, because I do kind of grab a lot of interactions and responses and answers from you guys through my Instagram. So if you ever want your advice to be answered, everything is anonymous. And I kind of just like to go through my DMs sometimes, see what situations you guys are going through, and kind of figure out what to talk about in the episode. Obviously, I do this for you guys. This is the community I do things for. And so I like to kind of see what everyone's going through. And I think it's just so much easier to see if people are going through the same thing as you. I think it makes it a little bit easier to get through. Obviously, no one is ever in the same exact situation. But I think when you know someone is in a similar situation to you, or someone is feeling similar pain or similar heartbreak to you, it's, you know, very kind of like refreshing to know I'm not the only person going through this, and I'm not the only person that has to get through this. Which kind of leads me to the title of today's episode: If God Led You To It, He Will Lead You Through It. I saw this actually on a TikTok audio I was going through, and it was basically a girl saying, you have to remind yourself, if God brought you to it, He will lead you through it. And I think a lot of the time when bad things happen to us, or when we deal with heartbreak or any type of pain, we get so angry at the world and we get so angry at God, and we're like, why do I have to go through this? There's no good that is going to come out of this. I didn't deserve this. This is the worst time in my life for me to go through something. And we kind of just get super in our heads, and we feel like we're very unlucky, and we feel like these things only happen to us and things only get bad for us and all that type of stuff. And don't get me wrong, I've been guilty of being through low periods and kind of just being like, why me, why me, why me? Because it's like so many bad things will happen at once. And I've definitely experienced this before, where it's like for a full month, it's like every week is something new, or every few days is something new. And it is so exhausting and tiring to go through, because it feels like someone is out to get you. Like, I've genuinely felt like someone is out to get me before with the things that I have gone through. And it's like, you legit feel like someone's out to get you. And it's such an exhausting feeling when you feel like you're just surviving through the days and you're not living through them. You feel like you're just trying to like survive through the emotion that you're feeling and survive through the feelings that you're feeling. It can be so exhausting and so tiring emotionally and just mentally draining. And I, you know, put down a few questions for you guys that you guys asked me that kind of had to do with going through things and had to do with pain and heartbreak and healing and all that stuff. So I took the 5 highest questions from you guys to answer for when it comes to going through things and all that. And I'm going to go ahead and answer them for you guys today. So the first question I have written down is, how do I stop being angry at myself for being sad over the same situation over and over again? I think we've all been guilty over getting angry at ourselves for being upset over a situation that we don't feel like we have the right to be upset over, or a situation that we've gone through multiple times. And it's like, why do I keep feeling sad every time I think about this situation that isn't going to change? And I also think when we're not in control of a situation, it's even more aggravating to be annoyed at it, because it's like, you can't do anything to change what's happening. You can't do anything to change the situation. So why is your emotion being wasted on it? I think you have to remind yourself that if you're continuing to be sad over the same situation, healing comes in waves, and sometimes those waves will hit the rocks, and maybe it's just one of those days where you're on the rocks. And I think a lot of the time I tell myself this, because you could be a year after a breakup or a year after something that you went through, and you could still feel pain from it and you could still feel confusion from it. And it's genuinely just because people have bad days. And what you have to do is you have to let one bad day be one bad day. If you let this bad day be your week, all of a sudden your bad day turns into a bad week, and your bad week might even turn into a bad 2 weeks. It might even turn into a bad month, because you are allowing this to consume your thoughts. it is so difficult to choose what we want to think about and what we don't want to think about. And it's so difficult to choose kind of like, I don't want to think about this right now because it makes me upset. Let me remove it from my head. It is very, very difficult sometimes to take our mind off of things that make us feel something. And I think a lot of the time we want to feel the pain to a situation because it is the only connection we still have with that person. When you go through a breakup or the end of a situationship or the end of what could have been or whatever it was, and you still feel sad about it months later or weeks later or whatever it is, I think it has less to do with the fact over you're sad over the situation, and it has more to do with the fact that, you know, you are still holding on to that person. And when you hold on to this pain, it connects you to this person, and you would rather feel pain than feel nothing. And that is the feeling you have to remove. You have to remove the mindset of you would rather feel pain than feel nothing, because this person does not deserve that from you. And it's so annoying too when you know better, your mind knows better, but your heart doesn't know better. It's like your mind knows that you shouldn't be sad. Your mind knows why you shouldn't be sad, but your heart is still like, no, no, no. We're like, it's like you're playing tug of war. Your mind and your heart are legit playing tug of war, and your mind is like elsewhere. And it's like, this is what we should be feeling. This is what you should remind yourself. Remind yourself that they treat you like this, and this is why it ended, and this is why it's not going to work out. But your heart is like a magnet to this person, and you don't understand why, because your mind is telling you all these things and all these reasons why you shouldn't be with this person, but your heart is still magnified to the situation and still magnified to the person. And it's because you are holding on to that pain because you would rather have that pain than not have them at all. You'd rather have that pain than have them be a stranger. And I think that's when we kind of start to get angry and upset, and that's why the same situation repeats over and over again in your head, because that's what you're kind of connecting to that person now. And it's like, if that's the last person that you were with, or if that's the last person you felt these emotions for, it's like the next time you miss being in love, or the next time you miss being touched, or the next time you miss being happy, you're gonna resonate that with the last person you were with. And it's not necessarily the person that's so special, it's just the memories you have with them that's so special. And so you think it's this person that you're in love with and that you're obsessed with, but a lot of the time it's not really the person, more so it was that chapter in your life, and you kind of just miss the chapter of life that you were in when you were with them. So you're resonating all these feelings with the last person that gave them to you. So it's not necessarily that you're so depressed over this one individual, it's more so to do with the memories you have with them and the things you correlate with them. And it's also important to remind yourself, you're in your 20s. Like, your 20s are a time for feeling and emotions and mistakes and learning. Like, you don't have to have it all figured out by age 30. You don't have to be married with kids and a full-time job by age 30. Like, these are timelines we put in our own head. Of course, you're going to have a preference of what you want to do and when you want to be in a relationship and when you want to get married. Everyone has that preference in the back of their head. But you need to stop putting so much pressure on having a timeline, because your 20s are for making mistakes. Your 20s are for feeling heartbreak and for feeling pain and for growing through it and learning through it. And it's so important to realize that in your 20s, you're going to lose so many people, but you're also going to gain so many people. And you have to realize that these losses set you free, and you have to start seeing the bright side of what you lost and why that loss is actually a gain. And even before I got into my 20s, I had lost a lot of people in my life that kind of just grew apart from and just didn't like really work with anymore. Like, it just kind of like, the chapter of life they were on and the path that I was on was just too different, where our paths kind of just spread apart from each other. And now that I'm like a few years down, I'm like, okay, now I see why that person was brought out of my life. And now I see why this new person is put into my life. And I know so many people that put pressure on their age, and they're like, why don't I have a boyfriend yet? And why do I feel like I haven't made the friends I have yet? And it's so normal to feel like this. And like, it's honestly kind of aggravating when I hear people that are like this and they're like in their young 20s. I'm 23, and like, I have moments where I'm like, oh, I want a boyfriend. But then it's also like, I'm not in a rush to have one. I don't think I need to have one right now. It's like, I think a lot of the time people just have to realize you are so young. There are so many people that you have not met yet that are going to change your life for the better. There are so many happy moments that you have not experienced yet. It's genuinely such an amazing feeling, because so many losses set you free, and it takes you a long time sometimes to see why that loss set you free, and it takes a while to realize why something might have happened to you. But once you start looking at life that things are happening for you, not to you, and you start to see the bright side of why a loss is actually a gain, so much will start to change for you. Okay, you guys, I am so excited to announce that this episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. It is so important to realize that hydration and feeling hydrated isn't just for athletes and championships and marathons. It's about daily maintenance. Whether the day is you have a super busy day, you're traveling in the airport, you have back-to-back conference calls, whatever it is, you need that extra hydration. Proper functional hydration is essential, and Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. You can use it first thing in the morning, before workout, if you're feeling a little bit tired in the afternoon, or after a night out with friends is personally my favorite time to use it. Anytime I go out with my friends, when I get home, I take the little packets, I put them in water bottles, shake it up, and I hand it out to all of my friends because I know when they wake up in the morning without a hangover, they are going to love me for it. I've been in so many situations where I force myself to drink a bottle of Liquid IV, or I force my friends, and we all wake up in the morning feeling amazing, and it has made such a difference because it gives you so much more hydration before you sleep. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is the little packets it comes in because it makes it so easy to share with my friends, and I also love the flavors that it comes in. The lemon lime flavor is my favorite because I love lemon water. It's so important that you have a flavored water that's actually going to hydrate you 2 times faster than water alone. It contains the 5 essential vitamins B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, with 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. Liquid IV has been a go-to for me in my school bag as well for when I'm feeling a little bit more tired. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you could get a nice deal. You could get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and you use code FROMEVE at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code FROMEVE at liquidiv.com. I will link it in the description below. Okay, I'm also super excited to talk about Factor. With the busy fall season already in swing, you're probably looking for more convenient meals that you can have ready at home super fast that will leave you feeling super good. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and it helps you fuel up with whole foods that are delivered straight to your door. You'll save time while also eating well and staying on track with your healthy lifestyle. I keep talking about how busy I've been this fall with school. I'm taking extra classes. I'm working on my business, obviously, with my podcast, and I also have a teaching job. So there are days where I get home and I have about 30 minutes to cook, eat, and clean before I have my next meeting or before I have my next class. And Factor has been amazing to make sure that I eat well while also saving time. There's so many different options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and my personal favorite, their smoothies that are so easy to make. The meals will be ready in 2 minutes with no prep and no mess. Head to factormeals.com/FROMEVE50 and use code FROMEVE50 to get 50% off. That's code FROMEVE50 at factormeals.com/FROMEVE50 to get 50% off. I will link it in the description below. Let's continue with the episode. The next question I want to go through is how to not be hard on yourself when you don't get accepted into a job you like, when you're lacking motivation and not reaching your potential. So I did get a lot of messages about people who were kind of just feeling pressure about finding a job, about not getting accepted into a job they wanted. And you need to stop thinking that failure is not in your control, because you have only failed if you did not get up. I say that all the time. Failure is not a thing unless you have stopped. If you get rejected for something and you don't try again, then you have failed. But if you get rejected from something and you continue to keep fighting for it and you continue to find ways around to still find that success, then you have not failed yet. A lot of the time, I think when you're lacking motivation, it's because you just feel overwhelmed. Like, you might be lacking motivation because you don't really know where to start. You kind of have to like write a plan and figure out how to continue. And I feel like when you feel overwhelmed and all these things are juggling in your head, you kind of get really burnt out. And this is why you kind of lack that motivation. When things are just floating in your head of what you have to do and what you have to get done, it's so normal to feel overwhelmed and to not feel motivated to do it and to not feel any inspiration. It's like, of course, when you're feeling overwhelmed about something, you're not going to want to do it because it feels like such a stressful task. But when you think of everything you have to do and you sit down and you plan it out and you figure out what are the next steps I have to take, when you're kind of, you know, you're lacking motivation because you don't know what your next steps are. And I think when you have a set out plan in front of you, you can kind of force yourself to take the steps, and the motivation will come when you kind of force yourself to take those steps. A lot of the time when I'm feeling burnt out, I kind of just let myself feel burnt out. I let myself kind of just take a break, let my mind rest. It's important to realize that your mind does need breaks. You need mental health breaks, whether you're working a 9-hour day or 12-hour day. You need to take breaks and kind of just reset your mind and try to make yourself feel a little bit better. So it's important to make sure that you are taking little breaks, that you're still socializing, that you're still seeing your friends, that you're still doing hobbies that you love doing, because if you're not doing that, then you're really gonna kind of just like mess yourself up a little bit and you're going to start to feel burnt out because you're not allowing yourself to have fun. That's something I never let myself do, is I'm not going to block off 7 days a week to be in school and work. I need at least one day of that week or 2 days of that week where I can kind of just relax or go out with my friends, because if I don't do that, I will hate my life and I will hate the path that I'm on and I will start to hate the things that I once prayed to God for. I always think when you're stressed in a situation, remember the day you prayed for it. You don't want to take that feeling of gratefulness away for the opportunities you have. And when you're burnt out, that is exactly what you do. When I'm feeling like I'm losing my motivation and I'm losing my inspiration, the first few things I will do is, if I'm not feeling inspired, I'll try to kind of do something I've never done before. I'll go on a walk somewhere I've never gone before. I'll spend a day in the city. I'll maybe plan a trip. Obviously, that's not that practical and doesn't happen too often. But I'll try to go somewhere or do something I've never done before. And I think that when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, you start to feel a lot more inspired and you start to feel like your brain starts to work in different ways. And that's kind of something that helps me when I'm feeling a little bit less inspired. I also think pain does inspire you. I think heartbreak does inspire you, whether you're journaling or you're reading a new book. I think inspiration can come from anywhere and anything if you just push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. And then when it comes to losing motivation, whenever I feel a little bit more on the lazier side, I'll kind of let myself feel that for a day. I'll let my body rest. I'll let my mind rest. You know, I'll let myself rest. And then when I want to kind of regain that motivation, I'll write a plan out. And I'll also like to look at vision boards through Pinterest, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, normally Pinterest. And I like to kind of look at the dream life I want and look at this life I want to live. And when I look at the life I want to live, it inspires me to want to work hard towards it again. And so when I'm feeling like I'm losing motivation and I'm feeling burnt out and, you know, I kind of just got over the burnt out stage and I'm starting to feel inspired again, but I'm a little bit overwhelmed, I have to write everything down that I want to do. You have to make it something fun. Don't make it look like it's a task. If you make it look like a task, you're going to hate it. If it's something that you have to do, you're going to hate it. You have to make it something fun. You have to look at this like, this growing journey and this healing journey and this loving myself journey is fun and working on myself is exciting. And once you start to switch your mindset into that, it is going to be so much more fun to perfect your morning routine and to start going to the gym and to start grocery shopping and cooking. Like, I've recently been like grocery shopping and cooking my own meals a lot instead of like eating out and just like eating things that aren't that great for me. I've kind of just been like learning to cook my own meals, eat fuller and more whole foods. And it's fun. And it's like, I could look at it as an annoying task that I have to do, but instead I have a really good time doing it. So once you make this journey fun, you will start to feel less burnt out. You will start to feel more inspired and more motivated. And once you write and plan things out, it helps you so much. Like, once you take those things out of your mind and you put it on paper, you start to realize it's not as overwhelming and stressful as you're making it seem in your head. It's just more stressful in your head because it's floating all over the place. But once you sit down and you put it on paper, you realize that you really can make a step-by-step to make it all better. The next question is, how do I feel safe to love again after getting my heart broken? I was watching the movie Love at First Sight the other night because I heard it was like the story of Alex Cooper and, you know, her fiance, Matt Kaplan. And in the story, it says, is it better to have loved and have lost than to have never loved at all? Or is it better to have like loved and, I don't know, something along those lines. And the whole story is kind of about like, it is better to have love and have lost. And I believe in that fully. I think that you grow and learn so much through heartbreak. You start to learn what you want from the future. You learn so much about yourself by being in love, and then you learn so much about yourself by being heartbroken. You don't want to feel confused, stressed, or anxious with a guy, right? And it's like, it's normal if you're afraid to love again because last time you did give your heart to someone, it got broken. I totally understand that. But you have to try to see that as like, that was a lesson for me. And it sucks when your favorite person in the world turns into a lesson. Trust me, I understand that. And it sucks that this person that made you the happiest person is now making you the saddest person, is making you have to learn so many lessons that you never really wanted to even learn. But there's also come such a blessing with learning who you are and growing through it. You now know what you want from the future, what to avoid in the future. You know what you deserve. You know what to not settle for. And I think knowing your worth and knowing what you want from your future person and knowing what you won't settle for is such a power. When you know your worth, you claim your power back. If you know how amazing you are and you know everything you bring to the table, and this starts to happen when you're going through the healing journey and through the self-love journey, when you're working on yourself and you start to love yourself and you start to appreciate yourself, you start to realize all the amazing qualities you have, because that kind of comes when you start the self-love journey and the growing journey. you have a way better idea of what you deserve and what you won't settle for. Because I promise you, when you love yourself and when you make yourself happy, the next person that comes into your life is going to be in competition with you. Like, this person has to make you happier than you make yourself. And that should be something that's difficult for them to do. So heartbreak is horrible. It is such a horrible thing to go through, but it gives you so much of a better idea of who you are, what you're worth, what you can go through, the power you have, what you deserve. And something else that we have to stop doing when we're getting into new relationships or when we're talking to new people is you have to stop romanticizing the idea of them, and you have to stop romanticizing who they could be and the life you could have. We need to stop falling in love with the potential of people. I'm going to do a whole episode on this because I've seen it and I've experienced it and whatever. You fall in love with who someone could be, not who's sitting in front of you, but oh, if they fix this and this and this, and if they made me feel this and this and this, then they would be the love of my life. And you start to romanticize this version of them that does not exist. It's literally like falling in love with a fictional character. It's like you fall in love with someone that isn't real and that doesn't exist because you're putting all these things in your head. And it's like, this is why you get so attached to them. This is why you can't let go of them. This is why you still feel sadness over them, because you created this version of them in your head that's not even real and that does not even exist. Stop falling in love with potential. Take everything with caution. Do not get attached easily. You have to love yourself and you have to be independent. When you love yourself, when you heal on your own, I think healing on your own after a breakup is so important. It's just like, don't go to someone else for comfort. Don't depend on someone else to heal you. You should be healing yourself. Obviously, going to your friends or your family to help you feel happier is amazing. I would say my family and friends healed me in so many ways, but I did all the hard work myself. Like, I did all the hard work of the healing on my own. We fall in love is when we're going through this really heartbreaking period, we see ourselves at these low points. And this makes me so emotional to talk about because I know some people that have gone through that and I've gone through it. It's like when you're going through heartbreak or you're going through any type of pain or anxiety or depression or just like a deep sadness, whatever it is, it's like you see yourself at a really low point, and it's like maybe you probably never even imagined that you could get that sad. And when you see yourself crying on the bathroom floor over your toilet because you're sick from how sad you are, when you see yourself going through that, it really kind of like lights a fire under your ass to be like, I will never let someone make me feel this way again. And that is why we become so cautious when we want to fall in love again, because we're like, I would rather die than go through that again. I would not wish that pain on my worst enemy. And true heartbreak will make you question if loving was ever worth it. It will make you question if the things you want in the future are actually worth it, because the pain that you go through from loving someone and losing them is so difficult. And that is why that quote exists, the whole quote of, is it better to have loved and have lost than to have never loved at all? Because it's an amazing thing that you loved someone so much and that you had that love in your life, but when it's gone and you're going through this pain and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're crying into your pillow with chest pains, you're like, was this worth it? Was this worth the happy moments? And in that moment, you're gonna say no. You're gonna say nothing is worth this pain. But then when you come out of the other side of it, you look back and you're like, I'm so happy I went through that, because the fact that I got through that is such an accomplishment, and it's something you should be proud of yourself for. And that is what I mean when I say, don't fall in love with the potential. Don't fall in love so easily. Don't get attached. Go through the healing journey on your own. Go through the self-love journey on your own. Depend on yourself. Be independent, because when you're independent and when you love yourself, no one in the world will compare to you. And now the things that you deserve and the things you will settle for, it's like you know exactly what you bring to the table, and you will not accept less than what you deserve. We accept the love we think we deserve. And I think that when you go through heartbreak, you realize how many things that you were putting up with, and you see it now that they're gone. Like, now that they're gone, you could see all the things that you were putting up with because you were blind and just in love. And you know to not make those mistakes again. And this will lead you to the happiest and best relationship of your life. When you have a good relationship with yourself, it'll affect the relationships around you, and it'll make you realize who's worth your time and who's worth your energy. And it's such an amazing thing to pull yourself out of that and to kind of just be like, you got through that on your own. You got through that pain on your own. You can do anything on your own now. And this next person that's going to come into your life has to compete with that. And it's such a reminder too that if God put you in that position, if God put you in that heartbreak, He is going to get you through it. It's just you and God in that situation. I think that's the best way that it could be, if it's just you and if it's God, because
you don't depend on anyone else except yourself and your faith and the relationship that you've built with God. And when you have that power, when you realize the power you have and you claim it back, you will not ever feel the same heartbreak again. You will feel sad again. I'm sure maybe you'll even go through a breakup again. Who knows? But at the end of the day, you will not feel it the same way that you did before. That is how I'm going to end today's episode. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I always get into like a good little vent at the end to end it off, but make sure you guys follow me on all my social media. It will be linked in the description below. Thank you for all your constant love and support. I hope you guys have an amazing and safe weekend, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.